time to six with the Grease Man feeling pretty perky. Let me see. Rain today. Let me check this exactly. Showers in the morning. And then clearing tonight. Good, good, good. And then Saturday, mostly sunny. Yay! Getting sun on Matukas. Sun on Matukas. Sun on Matukas today. So it looks like a pretty good weekend. We're behind the 70s. Right now it's cloudy and unsavory. Boy, it rained last night, didn't it? I mean, we're not just talking ordinary rain. I mean, we are talking buckets. I mean, we were talking rain that reminded me of another land. A land far, far away. A land I hadn't heard of before I went into high school, but as I sat home at night, eating my frosted mini-wheats and watching the news on TV, seeing the pictures of those sweating Marines, hearing the sounds of the explosions, as I sat there in the Bronx, little did I know that one day, I too, fresh out of high school, barely a kid, would suddenly, in the course of 365 days, be forever a scarred man. Little did I know, as I sat watching Soupy Sales and The Fugitive and I Spy on TV, that one day the name on my uniform would say Grease Manelli, but everybody would know me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. Everything was quiet at our encampment. Some of the guys were smoking, some guys writing letters home. I was sitting alone in my tent, pulling rank. When suddenly, Wozniewski came in and said, "Sarge! Sarge, one of the indigenous population wants to talk to you." I said, "All right, send him in." He said, "It's a her, sir." I said, "All right, send her in." Sure enough, her name was Kim Duck. I said, "What can I do for you, little lady?" She said, "I hate VC. VC killed my family." I said, "Well, little darling, the VC done killed a lot of family. Tell me something I don't know." She said, "I know where supply. Much food, much ammunition. Buck, buck, boku VC." I said, "Darling, I'd love to buck, buck, boku VC. You just lead the way." Turned out this woman, her husband had worked for the VC. He wanted to get out. They killed his whole family. Killed the old granny, the kids, everybody. She hated the VC with a passion. She knew where there was a food dump. The VC were great tunnelers. They were little stinking rats that lived in the ground. And she knew where there was this tunnel that was a tremendous food cache. We devised a plan. She, an interpreter we had with us, would dress up in the black pajamas of the VC. They would take 10 of my men, our hands loosely tied, but weapons secreted under our khakis. And then, with this man, act as though she had captured us and lead us to the supply dump. That way, we could get past the guards, right into the crux of their unit. And once we got in there, we'd open up with everything we had. They used women soldiers, so it didn't look a little unusual at all. And the guy, our interpreter, our cover, was an ex-VC, so we knew we could pull it off. So she and the cover, and 10 of us, they were all there: Shapiro, Robinson, Wozniewski, Kalachecki, DiLorenzo, Perez, Prokopic. They were all there! We got to the entrance of the tunnel. We passed the first guard, no problem. She and the cover were working great. We got past the second guard. Up ahead, I could almost smell the food, the piles of rice, the gasoline cans, the piles of ammo. We got closer and closer. There was a bend in the tunnel. She stopped. She said, "We have custom. Before we go into battle, woman soldier, service man soldier." And I watched as she hungrily began the process of gobbledygee. Just then the walkie-talkie crackled. There was a lieutenant. He said, "Fury, what the hell's going on up there? You all right?" I said, "Well, not exactly. Our cover's just been blown." "Open up, men!" "All arms. We opened up going from corner to corner, taking the guard down." "Yeah, yeah, yeah, come on, move it, move it." It was a fast operation. We'd move to a corner and then open up. "Yeah, yeah, yeah, come on, Wozniewski, get the M60 up here, you big idiot, let's go, 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 move it on." Well, we got to the supply cache. We got to the supply cache, and we opened up. with everything we had. Yeah! All right, pick up the big star! Is he firing? But crying out loud! We looked around, and they were sprawled all over their food. Sprawled everywhere. I said, all right, ring destructive TNT charges. Make sure Charlie has nothing he can use for further battle. All right, fire in the hole! Systematically, we went about that whole encampment, just blowing everything they could possibly use sky high. It was an incredible sensation, knowing those supplies would never see the enemy hands. Slowly, we retraced our steps back out of the cave, back into the open air. One of the guards was lying there, wounded. One of the guards was lying there. I snatched him up. I said, hey, you know where there's another camp? You know where there's another camp? He looked at me. He said, I said, what the hell is he jabbing about? Our cover came up. He says, he knows where other camp is. We'll never tell, Yankee running scum dog. I said, so you think I'm a Yankee running scum dog? Well, let me tell you something, but I'm from Louisiana, number one and number two. Maybe I could be a little persuasive. And I took out a stick of dynamite, and I jacked down that commie's pants, and I inserted that dynamite in the bomb bay doors, and I lit the fuse. I said, all right, hot shot, Mr. Big Man. Maybe now you'll tell me where the other camp is. Sure enough, my interpreter went, yeah, and the president went, the interpreter just shook his head. I said, all right, men, clear the area. Hey, buddy, have it your own way. Incredible. To this day, that spot where we did that to that VC still bears the name in his tribute. That's right. There was a town later constructed there after we left, and they named it after that poor soldier. They called it the town of Flung Dung.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral, or all of the above. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.